because of police tactics. But I think that the Worthing crowd, you know, deserve a huge, you know, round of applause. We couldn't possibly give them enough applause in here. And Winston's been involved in the coffee shop, and he's going to speak next instead of on behalf of Rob Scotland. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
This is Rob Wright's words and not his ego. At conference, I was asked to speak about the Merv connection. If you asked me 2 weeks ago, I would have to say it was over. I was devastated. I remember when Chris and Trevor started the project 2 years ago. I'd been robbed by a scumbag soap dealer who robbed me over £600. I was vulnerable and an easy target. Something I don't want any of our clients to go through again. 214 clients who relied on the Herb Connection had to do without their medication. The Herb Connection was saved by membership sending me donations. Money they were happy to put into an operation because quite simply they were desperate and they didn't want to lose the supply and friendship they built with us. In some cases, over 2 years. They didn't want to go back out on the streets to score gear. They wanted it to be like it was civilised. Not drugs, but medication. And we always discuss it as medicine. I counsel people. I don't smoke. I encourage them to think of other ways of using their medicine. Eat it or drink it. I managed to raise over £5,000 money entrusted to me, to be used to me, and I've secured the money and stock in a safe place where I'm able to let it work there. I'm looking for premises where I can work in a civilised way without any influence. I know there are Herb Connection members in this audience who have helped me, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. I promise to work for you in a way you would for me if the tables were turned. Meeting Chris and Trevor saved my life. That might sound dramatic, but I was addicted to loads of pharmaceutical medicines. The pure cannabis that was available to me helped me in many ways. I was able to reduce the amount of medication from my doctor. Indeed, I withdrew from all of them. I was really grateful to Chris and Trevor. I wanted to help in some way. I now run the Herb Connection with the help of volunteers, and I have changed it. I understand we are criticised for charging the clients for their medication. No one gives me anything, any free medication. I have to buy it. If anyone here wants to give me medication, I will be pleased to take it and distribute it to my clients. I don't think that's going to happen unless you know different. I'm working incredibly hard to source the product for the THC members. In fact, I'm trying to do deals that will make a ridiculous price they will have to pay. I want them to pay a little more than what I'm buying it for. Conference, I have a dream. I have a dream that all memberships be able to come to the Holistic Centre, THC. It's symbolic and appropriate. THC has haunted me for months, and I didn't understand why. I want to use the proceeds of my work to find a house in the country, a big house where people, sick and disabled, can come for respite care, where their carers can find peace and harmony for a few days. A place where alternative therapies can be used to ease the suffering of these pure unfortunates who have to endure 24/7, 365 days a year of pain, suffering. The thoughts they might die at any moment, the terrors and anguish they suffer are due to ignorant general practitioners who think they are gods, and patients are there to provide them with a comfortable income. We are a nuisance that spoils their day. I consider myself to be a rich man, not financially, but spiritually. I have this dream where the sick and disabled can come to the Holistic Centre for sexual encounters. We look after the disabled with money and equipment, wheelchairs and cars, but what we don't look after is their emotional and physical needs. Someone will never know what it is like to be held in the arms of someone who cares for them. Who will they think of their sexual desires? sexual surrogates, sex, drugs and rock and roll. I expect criticism from ignorant people. We will always be criticised for trying to offer alternative therapies. But I would ask anyone who does criticise to think of what it's like to live in the shoes of any disabled person. I want to use the money from cannabis to be used to fund this operation. I want them to realise that the green pound is worth more to society than the pink pound or any other colour. Conference, what are you doing? You can for the education of all those who fail to understand the benefits that we have from cannabis. I would like to thank you for listening to my short speech. I'm determined to succeed for a couple of hundred reasons, but for two in particular. I would like to ask you to give a moment's silence for Gavin Dick and Brian Cox, two clients for Her Connection who died in the last 2 weeks. I'm not sure how Brian died, but his wife sent me a letter saying how much he benefited from his medication. Gavin Dick is a different man. Gavin was severely disabled, but an amazing man who was always cheerful and full of life. I'll miss him and his carer Dave too. Gavin started using Sobar because the problems the Her Connection went through. And we couldn't supply him with the medication he needed. He was smoking the bloody stuff for 2 weeks and he died of acute lung infection.
He was smoking Sobar.
Sobar. I may point that out, Sobar. This will probably be put down to his medical condition, conference. I believe Sobar has a good part to take in this man's and timely death, and it will go unrecorded. I wonder how many other deaths are attributed to Sobar that go unnoticed. I wonder how many other people will be affected with some fungal growth caused by this disgusting criminality made shit. The fight for cannabis is to be accepted, I believe, almost won. What we have to do is rid the country of Sobar by publicly outing this product. We should send leaflets to every school child in the country warning them about the danger of this product, what they could have on their bodies, their brains and their future. Please wish the Her Connection good luck. I'm aiming for 1,000 members by the end of the year. If you know anyone who needs our service, please get in touch. I promise to look after it. Thank you. That was Rob's words, and like, it was nice to read them out. It's difficult to get down these stairs. All I can say is, like, well done everybody this year. There's lots of progress made, and let's just keep fighting for it because we know it's right, yeah? Thank you.